This is Chris Albert, and I'm here to remind you of one thing. Someday, you're going to die. Now, that's not some morbid statement or scary idea. It's solid fact. Your time here on this earth is limited. And you need to be reminded of this as much as possible for one simple reason. To live your best life while you can. This is the Warrior Soul Podcast.
You know, from the time I was a little kid, I always knew that I wanted to live my life with as few regrets as possible. Always wanted to make sure that I was getting as much as I could out of every moment. And I tried. I really tried. I tried to do everything that I wanted to do. One of the things I found, though, is that no matter how hard you try at something like living your life without regrets, you end up at a certain point saying, you know what, I could have done this or I could have done that a little bit better. And then you go on with your life. And as you get a little bit older, you start to drift back to those thoughts. You start to drift back to that time when you were 18, 19, 20, 21, you know, and you start to think, well, maybe if I made that decision, my life would be like this. Or maybe if I made this decision, my life would be like that. Maybe if I just tried a little bit harder, I would have overcome all of these things that plagued me during my time. And maybe if I just put a little more effort in, my life would be so much better right now. It's really easy to allow your mind to drift back there. And the problem with it is that whenever you do that, whenever your mind isn't here and on the present moment, what you're doing is you're letting more moments slip away. So instead of just wasting your 20s and wasting your 30s, you end up wasting your 40s and your 50s. Before you know it, you're an older person with a lot of regrets, the very thing you never wanted to become in the first place. I've been struggling a little bit with this lately, thinking back to my days as a younger man, thinking back to days when I had lots and lots of different types of options. And it's there, right? I can't do much about it being there, right? The memories are there. The regret is there. And I find myself when I'm alone at different points in the day and sometimes at night before I go to bed, drifting off in my head to that time and place where I seem to have the world in front of me. And for those of you who are getting a little bit older, I'm turning 40 this year, you know that those, what once seemed a wide field of different options, well, that narrows down and the path seems to grow thinner and thinner every year. So what I want to do in this episode here is I want to talk to both those of you who are younger, right? Those of you who might still be in your 20s and those of you who might still be, you know, my age and you're seeing your paths, you know, close on you. What do you do when you start to drift? What do you do when you're not living in the present? Now, for those of you who are young, I want you to understand this. No matter what you're going through, right? You could be active duty in the Marine Corps right now, and maybe you're on a duty post, right? And maybe you're looking at, you know, your green book in front of you where you know, you got to chronicle everything and you're looking around and maybe you got a dip spitter in front of you and you're wondering what the heck you're going to do when you get out. And you're waiting, hoping for those minutes to go by. I want you to understand one thing. No matter what your life is like right now and how bad you think it is or how much you're getting slapped in the face with a big green weenie, remember that you're young. That is the most precious thing on the face of this earth. I would trade all the riches in the world, everything that is material, to once again be 18, 19, 20, 21, 22, 20. I'd trade all the riches in the world to be 30 again. And I think a lot of you don't understand that. You got to take every moment, every lesson, every second in your life, and you need to cherish that time. Cherish that time, because that is your chance to put everything out there, so that when you are older like me, you can, you know, go back and you could be proud of how you stood when you were 18, when you were a young man. You could be proud of the work you did. You could be proud of the way you treated people. You could be proud of the way you carried yourself through the hard times. And no matter what I tell you, right, and no matter how hard you try, you're gonna go back no matter what. So what I'm telling you is to take this time to make it as good as possible, so that you don't spend too much of your time in your older years going back and drifting. For those of you who are a little bit older, maybe my age, maybe a little bit older than I am, what we need to do, and I'm trying to take my own advice on this, is we need to focus on being grateful for what we do have, for the opportunities we've been given, for the chances we've been given, for the chances we still have in our lives to walk the path, to push our lives forward, to help other people, to deliver wisdom to the younger people, to influence other people in a positive way, to treat people with respect, and to help people to find their own values and their own missions in life. And you older people, while the younger people have the gift of being young, you have the gift of wisdom. You have the gift of a life lived. You have the gift of lessons learned. And what you need to do is you need to apply those lessons to the present. Make sure that you're putting everything you can into living the life you want to live, not letting your body go, allowing yourself to go into your older years confident that you're going to be able to handle whatever gets thrown at you, and confident that you're going to be able to deliver wisdom to the next generation. That's what I got for today, guys. Again, I'm keeping these short and sweet, but I hope that this makes sense to you, and I hope that it helps you in some way to move forward with your life and to make the most of your time that you have here on this earth. So I want to say that this podcast is brought to you by F-Bomb Nutrition. They make awesome, delicious packages of fats, macadamia nut butters, pecan butters, mixed up together. They mix them up with chocolate, with sea salt. Awesome stuff. They've given us a discount code for first-time buyers. If you want 20% off your first order of F-Bombs, whether it be their amazing nut butters or their new cheese snacks, you head over to www.dropanfbomb.com and use the code WarriorSoul at checkout. I also want to mention this. If you're looking to support this podcast, if you're looking to support this show, head over to our shop. We've got some amazing t-shirts up there. Green skivvy shirts that you can rep during the St. Patrick's Day celebrations that you're looking to do. Green skivvy shirts that you can wear whenever you want, right? If it's under your uniform or if you're in the civilian world, just with a pair of jeans, they look great. Fit really well, super comfortable. We've also got some other amazing shirts up there. Come in black, they come in other colors. We've got MOS shirts. We're also doing unit shirts now. So if you're a member of a unit or if you're on a police force and you're looking for customized t-shirts, let us know. It's a great way to support this show, and it's a great way to get yourself something in return. So with that, I want to thank you all for listening. I'll be back at you on Monday with another awesome interview.